Books on Tape Update, Fall 2008. The quarterly newsletter from the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Books Service. 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho. 83702-6072. Phone in Boise area, 208-334-2150. Toll free in Idaho, 1-800-458-3271. Email address, talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website, www.libraries.idaho.gov. Library Highlight. Kootenai Shoshone Area Libraries Outreach Department takes its service to the clients. Life in several northern Idaho retirement homes is a lot brighter these days thanks to a new service provided by the Kootenai Shoshone Area Libraries Outreach Department. Through partnering with organizations in the region, since this past spring, Kootenai Shoshone Outreach has been taking large print books, videos, and audiobooks to 17 facilities for seniors in Kootenai County. This has really been a hit, says Outreach Coordinator Twyla Rader. In fact, we could probably double the amount of places we serve if we just had the time, the staff, and the energy. The program is implemented in two ways. There is the part of the program known as the deposit collection. It is called that because the librarians drop off or deposit books at selected locations where folks using the service can pick up and return books and videos. The collection is swapped out once a month, Rader said. Then there is the lobby stop service, which is the newest and by far the most popular part of the outreach program. The idea is that we bring books to the lobby of a retirement or convalescent center, and then the seniors come to us and choose what they want, Rader said. We talk to them and we get to know them, and then we bring to them more of what they want the next time we come. The biggest advantage of a lobby stop is that the seniors in those homes get the one-on-one customer service they would get in a regular library if they were able to travel there, Rader said. One of the main reasons the Kootenai Shoshone Area Libraries Outreach Department came up with the idea of taking service through the front door of retirement facilities is that many seniors were not able to climb onto the bookmobile that had previously carried their large print books, videos, and audiobooks. With that in mind, the library agency purchased a Sprinter van, which is a large van with a high ceiling, retrofitted with a lift gate and interior shelving for library services. We hear things like, "This is better than sliced bread," Rader said. Not only do they like the lobby service, but we get to hear their stories about why they liked a book. Rader said she keeps up on notifying library directors in the region about her collection. "It is such a good resource," she said. "We are serving people who have read all their lives, and we want to make sure they get to keep up on their favorite authors." Update on transition from cassette recordings to digital. Access your favorite oldies in the newest way. If you can hardly wait to escape into another C.J. Box great outdoors suspense novel, but would rather listen to it in the latest high-quality digital format, your wish is about to come true. Idaho Talking Books Service staff has selected 1,500 of your favorite authors and titles to be converted to digital format, and C.J. Box is one of those authors. You can start borrowing digital recordings of 6 different books authored by Box when Talking Books begins its transition to digital players and cartridges in 2009. There were 12,000 titles available from the National Library Service, but due to fiscal constraints, Idaho was only allowed to choose 1500. So the question was, given that limitation, which authors and titles should we focus on? We decided that our first priority would be on what veterans tend to enjoy, because by federal law, our vets will get first dibs on the digital players, which will be limited in number for some time. We are being told that about 250 machines will be shipped to Idaho the first year. So with about 3,500 talking book users right now, obviously we have to prioritize. Federal law has helped us do that, and that explains why we have 6 CJ Box rough and ready novels ready to go. Along that same line, we have selected several books by William Johnstone, Donald Clayton Porter, and John Sharp. But we have gone beyond adventure and westerns. We made sure our users who want to use the new technology can listen to the most popular romances, mysteries, and suspense, as well as yesteryear's bestsellers. And there's more. In addition to the 1,500 retro titles we are getting in the digital format, we will be receiving each month between 50 and 75 of the latest and greatest digitally recorded titles currently hitting the shelves in bookstores and libraries. The thing to know about this, however, is that some of these new titles will never be available in the older cassette format. That might be a disappointment to those of you who aren't inclined to change over to the cartridges, but we have no say in that. The National Library Service sets the policy for the Talking Book Service. For those of you who like the change, the complete digital database of some 20,000 titles will be available to download from your computers. The thing about these changes is that, really, the new talking book machines and cartridges are smaller and easier to use than the cassettes and machines to which you have grown accustomed. Plus, the sound quality is much better. Time to fill out TBS survey on our service. If you don't tell us, we won't know. Yearning for some titles you can't seem to get through the Talking Books service, parentheses TBS, end parentheses. Can't imagine life without talking books? Or maybe you've been wondering if an audio version of the Talking Books service catalog exists. We can respond to those questions and opinions and more. But first, we have to hear from you. That's why every 2 years we include in our newsletter a survey that asks you to rate us on our service. It should only take you about 15 minutes to complete. Most important, we think, is that you add your own comments at the end of the multiple choice questionnaire that will help us to improve. If you want to, you can put your name on the returned surveys so that we can contact you to discuss your concerns. After all, we aim to please. After you complete the survey, which should be returned by October 31st, just follow the instructions by folding so the TBS address is visible. Tape it closed and return to the Idaho Commission for Libraries via the U.S. Postal Service for free. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order, call 1-800-458-3271. Spotted Horse, VCT 1099. Author, Glenn Balk. Read by Marilyn Eagleton. A young Nez Perce warrior's vision quest eventually leads to breeding the famous spotted horses that became the most recognized symbol of his tribe. One cassette, juvenile fiction. Boise Massacre on the Oregon Trail. Attack on the Ward Party in 1854 and Massacres of 1859, Snake Country Series, Volume 1. VCT 1101. Author, Donald Shannon. Read by Ken Cooper. Only about a half dozen of the encounters between Indian and immigrant parties on the Oregon and the California trails could be termed massacres. The author uses his many years of research to present the relationships among the Native peoples of the Snake River Country and the immigrants, trappers, explorers, traders, and the U.S. Army. Snake Country Series, Volume 2, Otter Disaster on the Oregon Trail, VCT 153. Two cassettes, adult, nonfiction. Getaways, 50 public places and community spaces in Latah County, Idaho. VCT 1102. Author, Bill London. Read by Lisa Gortz. The natural attractions found in Latah County might not be as splendid as those in other parts of Idaho, but for those who live in or are visiting the Palouse region, there are many outdoor attractions on public land to discover and to enjoy. These 50 sites are all excellent places for a picnic, a walk, or a lesson in local history. One cassette, adult nonfiction. Map Maker's Eye, David Thompson, on the Columbia Plateau, VCT 1104. Author, Jack Nisbet. Read by Sue Vapp. Between 1801 and 1812, David Thompson, a complex, headstrong, and resourceful fur trader, explorer, and cartographer, surveyed the entire 1,250-mile course of the Columbia River. Author Jack Nisbet utilizes fresh research to convey how Thompson experienced the full sweep of the human and natural history etched across the Columbia drainage. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. Early Days in Big Canyon Country, VCT 1105. Author, Marion Kaler. Read by Lana Thurston. In the Clearwater River Valley is a premier Idaho landscape occupied by lush crops and trees and distinctive wildlife and people. A century after Lewis and Clark crossed the valley and camped, these lands were settled by a flood of determined pioneers. Through a medley of well-written and thoroughly researched stories, you will experience the lifestyles of those times. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. Giants and Legends, VCT 1106. Author, Anga Wilmot. Read by Marion Stevens. It is a time of swords and savages, and a time of soul-searching. This is the legend of Leif, the Large of Willowsboro, on a quest to find his kidnapped friend and fellow knight, and of Constance, a broken-hearted beauty with a life torn apart by violence. Volume 3 of Beth of Willowsboro Keep. Volume 1, Heroes and Angels, VCT 701. Volume 2, Castles and Dragons, VCT 708. Two cassettes, adult fiction. A Room for the Summer, Adventure, Misadventure, and Seduction in the Mines of the Coeur d'Alene, VCT 1107. Author, Fritz Wolf. Read by Sue Vapp. In A Room for the Summer, Fritz Wolf takes the reader on a memorable journey into the rough and tumble world of northern Idaho hard rock mining. He recounts his experiences both above and below ground as an apprentice mining engineer during the late 1950s. Two cassettes, adult nonfiction. First 50 Women in Idaho Law, 1895 through 1975, VCT 1108. Author, Deborah Christensen. Read by Nicole Albertson. This book shares the personal and professional biographies of the first 50 women admitted to the bar in Idaho, and are stories filled with adversity, hope, and inspiration. One Cassette, Adult Nonfiction. Governing Idaho, Politics, People, and Power. VCT 1109. Author, James Weatherby. Read by Art Lateral. This book details the history, geography, and demographics that make the political structure of Idaho a fascinating study. Three Cassettes, Adult Nonfiction. Idaho Magazine, published monthly, is a fun and informative read. Contributors send articles from all over the state. Each month, an Idaho city/town is covered from its historic beginnings to its current events. This is the first magazine to truly cover all of Idaho, from the Canadian border to Bear Lake. It is full of stories about unique Idahoans, breathtaking landscapes, and even a few tall tales. Call us today. Irma Krishnick becomes 24th TBS volunteer in Idaho to get the 1,000-hour award. At 84, Irma Krishnick's back is straight as an arrow, and her rosy cheeks reflect her glowing health and agreeable nature. All my life I have tried to think positive. I really think that is the secret to everything, she said. I always think of other people having it much worse than what I've been through. Krishnick, one of the many volunteers for the Talking Book Service, is a recent inductee into the 1,000-Hour Club. Having done away with her Tuesday shift recently, she works on Thursday afternoons. The reduction in hours comes after years of handling broken cassette tapes, which took a toll on her thumbs, and also those of her volunteering partner, daughter-in-law Sharon Krishnick. In fact, when the two started, they had a third partner, Sharon's mother, who has since passed on. We were called the Golden Girls, Sharon Krishnick said. But just because Irma has developed a bit of arthritis in her thumb, that doesn't mean she's sinking back into the recliner. Talking Books volunteer Krishnick has taken a part-time job demonstrating new products at Costco. She also helps out a neighbor whose health is not good, and she reads, she said. She likes murder mysteries like J.A. Jantz and John Sanford, who are her favorites, and nonfiction like The Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama and Boom by Tom Brokaw, she said. And in case you were wondering, yes, she's a Democrat, she acknowledged. So, of course, Irma has been watching the current presidential campaign. I don't like the bashing, she said. When they do that, I turn away. I like to keep positive. We positively appreciate your positive attitude, Irma. Donations. In memoriam. In memory of Richard High, Isabel and V.K. Brassey. In memory of Patricia Cox, Patricia Jensen. In memory of Gertrude Lang and Glenn Klein, Sam and Marion Barton. General donations. Emily Baker, Mary Boardman, Clyde J. Davis, Mabel C. English, Bernice Hawker, Ernell B. Miller, Velma C. Milligan, Alice Uhl, Gladys Withrow. Donations make Second Recording Studio possible. Thanks to the generous contributions of many of our patrons, we have now installed a second recording booth to add to the one installed in 2005. The booths allow us to record books by Idaho authors, as well as books about Idaho and the Pacific Northwest that would not be recorded at the national level. Both studios are outfitted with the latest digital equipment, which really speeds up the recording process. That's because making corrections to the initial recordings is so much easier. It has reduced the production time by more than half. Students to get better audiobook access. Now you can listen and learn on the go. If you are a blind, dyslexic, or a physically disabled student who uses the Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic Service, parentheses RFBND, end parentheses, you have just lost one of your best excuses for not doing your homework. Telling your teacher that you don't have the textbook because your recordings haven't come in the mail just won't work anymore. As of August 4th, instead of waiting for the postman to deliver CD-ROMs with your textbook recordings, now you can download any of some 46,000 educational titles onto your Microsoft Windows-compatible computers. Then you can either listen to the material on your computer, or you can download it from your computer to your MP3 player and listen and learn on the go. The company that you have relied on to translate your educational materials into audiobooks, RFBND, is doing this through its new program called Audio Access SM. The system allows you to download on the widely available Microsoft Windows Media Player, version 10 or above. RFBND's new online ordering procedure walks members through that process, installs the free RFBND Download Manager software, and quickly organizes the books that members order on their computer for easy use. The Download Manager allows members to download an entire book or just the sections they need. What you will need: Microsoft Windows XP or Vista, a high-speed internet connection, Microsoft Windows Media Player, version 10 or higher, compatible portable media player. About RFBND. RFBND is a nonprofit that serves 237,000 students from kindergarten through graduate school and beyond. It has 7,000 volunteers working in 29 recording studios nationwide. The service allows member students to access complete and unabridged audio versions of the school materials they need to level the academic playing field. TBS calls for more volunteers for recording. Now that TBS has a second studio, we are looking for some more folks to record books and other materials written by Idaho authors or about Idaho and the Pacific Northwest. For one thing, we have about 750 books on reel-to-reel tapes that have to be converted to the digital format. And for another, the time to record a book has been greatly reduced since we have gone digital. So that means we can record more material. If you are or know someone who is a smooth reader and likes to ham it up a bit, and you or that someone has the time to put in every week during regular 8-to-5 work hours, please call Sheila Winther at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, 334-2150 or 1-800-458-3271 or email Sheila, Sheila, dot Winther, Winther, at libraries.idaho.gov. We also need more monitors and reviewers. These people don't do the actual recording, but they have a ball using the new digital software to correct the recordings. End of Books on Tape Update, Fall 2008, the quarterly newsletter from the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service.